Gumdrops, gummy bears, lollipops. Americans have no reservations when it comes to candy. To unravel the nuances of taste, we turn to Hillary Lifton. She's the author of Candy and Me, a memoir of her love affairs with men and confections. Hillary looks at that critical national issue, the East-West candy divide.
When I moved across the country from New York City to Los Angeles earlier this year, there were a number of changes to face. Better weather, fear of earthquakes, lousy bagels, and surprisingly friendly neighbors. But no sooner had we unpacked our boxes than I ventured out to investigate my primary concern, the local candy selection. I love candy. It's my only vice, and I'm not the least bit ashamed of it. Sure, it's bad for you, but what other product is so colorful, so cheap, so cheerful, and at the same time delectable in as many ways as fine wines? California is renowned for its wine, but how would its candy stack up? I trotted to my corner drugstore to investigate. For the most part, the candy there is comfortingly familiar. There are tangy classics like Sweet Tarts or Spree, chalky indulgences like Smarties or Necco wafers, and of course, infinite varieties of chocolate, that timeless aphrodisiac. Candy's greatest East-West divide is the Twizzler red vine debate. East Coast moviegoers are loyal to Twizzlers, the waxy red licorice that is popcorn's finest companion. West Coasters are devoted to red vines, a sweeter licorice with a distinctive hollow center. The arguments are passionate. Allegiances run deep. East Coasters say red vines taste like medicine. West Coasters find Twizzlers dull and flavorless. My love for candy is no secret, so friends, new and old, were demanding that I take a side. What would it be, Twizzlers or red vines? As I was looking for the red licorice contenders for my affections, I began contemplating their merits. For me, every candy is a bite-sized nugget of packaged nostalgia. I remember where I was when I had my first caramel cream with its cool white center, how it felt to have a youthful fling with Skittles, and what it was like to eat Twizzlers curled in a movie theater next to my high school crush. No matter what red vines tasted like, I already had a history with Twizzlers. But could I really choose my past over my future? Then something caught my eye. There, languishing on the shelf as if it were perfectly normal, was a box of bottle caps. Bottle caps are sugary tablets flavored like sodas, cola, root beer, grape, orange, and cherry. Bottle caps, my very favorite, are nearly impossible to find in New York. And here they were, a whole box of them, right in my corner store. Maybe California is the promised land. Forget the licorice debate. I made my purchase, a few rolls of bottle caps, and as I walked home, I dug in. There was no debate for me. All licorice took a backseat to true love, and I knew just what it felt like to fall head over heels in love with bottle caps. Yes, the gold standard of candy was at my fingertips, and I was sold on my new home.
Writer Hillary Lifton is the author of Candy and Me. She lives in Los Angeles.